Not every win is going to be pretty and exactly the way you want it to be, but wins are all that matter at the end of the day. And the Apple Sox got another one of those on Thursday as they earn a 6-3 triumph against the Port Angeles Lefties. Wenatchee scored 2 runs in 3 different frames and got spectacular pitching tonight from Matthew Delvecchio. 5 and a third innings from him. 2 runs allowed, all of which were earned on 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. For the right-hander from Edmonds. The right-hander deals a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. A good start for Delvecchio as Gesick is down swinging on the 2-2 offering. And there's one down to begin the bottom of the first inning. Delvecchio's 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch-outs. First it was Gesick and now it's Kodama as there are 2 down on the top of the first inning. Delvecchio's 2-2 pitch. On the inside edge, it's in there for called strike 3. Third punch out of the ball game for Matthew Delvecchio as the side is retired in the second. Delvecchio kicks and fires a pitch in there for called strike 3. Garza Nunez is rung up and he is out number 2 here in the third. The righty lifts the leg and fires on the inner edge for called strike 3. 2 punch outs in the inning and the base is left loaded. And now he fires in strike 3 looking. It's Jeremy Gesick rung up this time. 6 punch outs in the game for Delvecchio. Delvecchio was superb. Joey Pearson allowed 1 run in an inning and a third. But then Stephen Hammergren came on and he shut the door in the 9th inning and recorded a 7-out save with all 3 of his strikeouts coming up in the 9th. And a dramatic one with a full count offering and a runner at first in the final frame. Here's the pitch, the 3-2, swing and a miss for strike 3. Stephen Hammergren strikes out the side, and Wenatchee wins 5 of 6 games against Port Angeles to open up the 2024 season. He was great, and the offense did enough. They drew 13 walks, were hit by a pitch 5 times, but they went 2-for-19 when batting with runners in scoring position. Weird, weird night offensively, as they still were able to manage to score 6 runs in this game. It all started in the 3rd inning for the Apple Sox. They stranded 3 men on base in the first 2 innings, but sent 8 men to the plate in the 3rd. Aiden Doherty and Max Hartman picked up back-to-back singles before Gabe Benavides was hit by a pitch. Damon Gaither stepped to the plate and hit a sacrifice fly before later in the inning, Elijah Pelayo hit an RBI single with 2 outs. Next offering is swung on, sky high to center field, should be deep enough to score Doherty. Kodama gets underneath it and makes the grab. Doherty tags from 3rd, the throw home is cut off, and the Apple Sox have evened this game right back up. Sacrifice fly by Damon Gaither, and it's a 1-1 score here on the top of the 3rd. Cummings' first offering is swung on and bounced just past the glove of the 3rd baseman Dickinson. Pelayo comes through a 2-out RBI single. Hartman scores and Wenatchee is in the lead for the first time today. Elijah Pelayo wasting no time against Cumming as he drives in Hartman and makes it a 2-1 Apple Sox lead. That made it a 2-1 game after a solo home run by Spencer Dickinson in the bottom of the 2nd inning, and the Apple Sox stretched their lead to 4-1 with a 2-run top of the 5th inning. Single by Boscarino, 2 batters later, Pelayo drove him in with a single and picked up his 2nd RBI of the game. Pelayo finds the gap, sends this one out toward right center field. It gets down, coming around to score all the way from 2nd is Boscarino. And the Apple Sox take a 3-1 lead here in the 5th inning. 2nd RBI single of the game. Later on in the frame, Aiden Doherty would step up to the plate and draw on the 3rd consecutive walk after that RBI single by Pelayo to score Elijah Pelayo and pick up his 1st and eventually only RBI of the game. Nowhere to put him. 3-1 the count with the bases loaded. 1 down in the 5th. The pitch. Outside for ball 4. A bases loaded walk drawn by Aiden Doherty. And Wenatchee adds to its lead, making this a 4-1 ball game. Apple Sox could have had more in that frame. Max Hartman hit into an inning-ending double play. But either way, they took a 4-1 lead into the bottom of the 5th inning. And then in that bottom of the frame, Jeremy Gesick hit his 1st of 2 home runs in the game. 1 came in the bottom of the 5th. The other came in the bottom of the 7th, but the Apple Sox again scored in the top of an inning that the lefties would score in as they played it 2 in the top of the 7th. Fred Buxton was hit by a pitch to start the frame. Masayuki Kawashima put down a bunt to the third base side and reached on the bunt single. He was sacrificed over, as was Buxton on a sacrifice bunt by Aiden Doherty. Max Hartman drew a walk to load the bases, and then the other two runs scored on a sac fly by Benavidez and a bases-loaded walk by Boscarino. Benavidez swings at the 1-1, skies it out to deep left center field. Kodama makes the grab. Buxton tags from third and scores. Kawashima will also advance. Hartman goes back to first. Cade Benavidez remains without an at-bat today as he lifts a sacrifice fly to left field to add to the Apple Sox lead. It's 5-2 with two down in the seventh. Two down, bases loaded. Full count offering here in the top of the seventh. Runners in motion, the pitch. That is upstairs for ball four. A bases loaded walk drawn by Luca Boscarino as he drives in Masayuki Kawashima to make this a 6-2 game. I'll say it again. The Apple Sox drew 13 walks in this game. Five batters were hit by a pitch, and all in all went 2-for-19 when batting with runners in scoring position. They left a man in scoring position in every single inning, and they left at least two men on base in every single inning as well. Yet, they win this game 6-3 and take 2-3 to start the road trip against the lefties. The Wenatchee Apple Sox are back in action and ready to feel your support. Come see the brightest young stars the game has to offer. Who knows, you could be watching a future pro. Come catch all of the action as the Apple Sox return to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium after a 6-game road trip. Wenatchee takes on the Bellingham Bells June 11th through 13th with all games starting at 6:35 p.m. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. I'm Joel Norman, joined here at the ballpark by Elijah Palayo, one of the heroes of tonight's game for the Apple Sox. And Elijah, three hits for you in this game, two different RBI singles to go along with that double later. Fiona with a stick today. Tell me what went right for you.
It was just yesterday, my approach I felt wasn't really me. And last night I just did some overthinking, watched some film, and today I just went over there with a better approach.
You guys as a whole had an understandably patient approach with the ball not finding the zone a lot. Take me through that for you, because you still got three hits in a night where you guys, as a team, only had nine, but you drew 13 walks overall. Tell me about that as you're stepping to the plate. You're thinking, I'm probably going to get a few off the plate, but if I get something to hit, I better take advantage.
Yeah, you know, it's just being patient, you know. This game is 17 inches across the plate, and if it's not in the zone, and it's not in the zone, it's a ball. So we, as a team, figured out that they weren't hitting the mitt as well. So, you know, first pitch take till you get a strike.
A few hit-by-pitches in there as well. And fortunately for you, you did not end up with any black and blue marks from those here today.
No.
Talk to me about the work of the guy next to you as well. Matthew Delvecchio will be on with us in a moment. Made it pretty easy for you guys in the field tonight, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He was pounding the zone all night. I mean, got one out of the yard, but who cares? You know, solo home runs don't beat us, and we bounced back, and that's what he did. He shoved.
You guys bounced back so well after yesterday. The defense as a whole got off to a tough start to this series on the road trip today. Like we said, it wasn't a whole lot of tough plays you had to make, but you simply just made the plays today, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's always hard to win on the road, obviously new field. Don't know how the surface is going to play. So I think we, after the first game, after the second game, we all just took into consideration, you know, ball first and take care of the baseball.
It's been a lot of fun watching you defensively so far. Tell me about how you take pride in your defense. It's clear that there's a lot of attention to detail when watching you.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I always work on my hands. You know, I'm not the best. I'm not going to hit a home run every time, but I'm not going to hit a home run probably never. But
it's a long summer. You never know.
We'll see. But, yeah, I take care of my glove. I make sure my hands are good, and that's my main focus for sure is my glove.
Awesome. It's been fun to watch that. Fun to see you have a nice night like this at the plate. Thanks for joining us, Elijah.
Thank you so much.
That's Elijah Palayo after his three-hit night. And now we're going to chat with Matthew Delvecchio, the winning pitcher of tonight's game for the Apple Sox, who went 5 1/3 innings in this one. Two runs allowed on three hits, one walk, and six strikeouts in tonight's game. Well, Deli, for you here tonight, it was pretty simple. The strikeouts were really rolling, especially to start this one. First three innings, you struck out five in that time. What was the key for you bouncing back in this one after that tough start last Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me was pounding the strike zone, having them get themselves out and sort of worked for me today. So,
you know, you got a lot of fly ball outs, too. Granted, two balls left the park, but besides that, there was a lot of soft contact outs in this one. It just felt like a game where you seemed, just from that first inning on to me, it seemed like you were far more confident maybe this time out. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last time they had my number, but this time I kind of just focused on myself, focused on pounding the strike zone, not worrying about what they were saying, and just doing my job as a pitcher for the staff.
You pitched in the West Coast League two summers ago with Bellingham. What did you learn from your three outings that you pitched in that year?
I mean, the biggest thing is getting strike one. After strike one, hitter's down, and basically they'll get themselves out eventually.
You've been a guy the last few years. You're used to pitching to guys using the wood bats. What's something you have to keep in mind with that compared to, say, metal bats?
Definitely throwing in. That's the biggest factor. I know sometimes it doesn't work, but with wood, it's kind of hard to get to that inside pitch.
You guys have obviously done a pretty good job of that here on this one. This was a game where it was kind of funky, the hit-by-pitches and the walks. Once you kind of got to be a spectator, was there a moment I imagine you almost, in a way, as a pitcher, you have tunnel vision. You're primarily kind of focusing on what you're doing. When you step out and you look at it sometimes, you think, wow, this was certainly a weird game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our catcher kept calling fastball in, and I would try to execute it, and next thing you know, it hits the guy, but you got to shake it off and get your next out.
Next man mentality. It worked out well for you here tonight, earning the win. Deli, enjoy this one here tonight. We will talk to you next time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Matthew Delvecchio joining us after the Apple Sucks 6-3 victory against the Port Angeles Lefties. He earns the victory with 5 1/3, 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 punch-outs. Well, they're all going to be pretty and exactly the way that you want, Skip, but you guys got it done here tonight, and that's the most important thing. I mean, I'm sure you're way more happy with an ugly victory than an ugly loss.
Oh, absolutely. I think all, you know, our entire team kind of felt the urgency this morning, you know, after the loss last night of, you know, just had to find a way to get a Series W. You know, it felt like night number one. We kind of stole a win there. And then last night we did not play our best baseball. Too many free bags, too many walks, too many errors. Just probably our worst night so far of the season. And we challenged the guys today. You know, the last couple of nights we've really been talking about the level of focus, and our level of focus and attention to detail has to go up. And they did that. You know, 0 errors, 4 walks. That's the brand of baseball that we're trying to play. You know, still lots of things to clean up. You know, it seemed like every inning, you know, had traffic on the bases and guys just we couldn't find a way to get a big hit to get someone in, or, you know, we couldn't get a job done as far as getting a bunt down or moving someone over or hitting a sack fly to score somebody. So still a lot to work on offensively.
Of all the things you guys did right here tonight, I think the ability to not commit any errors after the last 2 days was just gigantic. I believe it was 7 errors in the first 2 games of the series. You guys shut the door. And, you know, any opportunity that there really was for a defensive miscue never happened. You know, it just, Elijah Palayo doing what he does. Masayuki Kawashima had some great plays at second. It just felt like a really solid effort defensively tonight.
Yep, and that's the brand of baseball we want to play. You know, we want pitchers that get in a rhythm and pump the zone, and Delvecchio did a great job of that. You know, and we want a defense that plays clean baseball behind them, man. You know, working quick, keep your defense engaged, keep those infielders locked in, and just make the routine play. We're not asking you to go out there and do something out of the ordinary. Just play routine fundamental baseball and give our offense a chance to go win it.
How good was Matthew Delvecchio tonight? 5 1/3, 6 punch-outs.
Absolutely. You know, you could tell early on he was locked in, dominant stuff. And, you know, the only couple mistakes there were the solo shots. And the solo, like we told him, man, the solo shots aren't going to kill you. You make a mistake every once in a while and give up a long ball. But other than that, man, I thought he got in a rhythm, got in a good tempo. You know, that was a big thing that Mike was working with him, is getting into a better rhythm, getting into a better tempo, and just being on the attack, you know, letting his stuff play, get ahead on guys. And, he did a great job of burying strike one and then letting that slider play. So really, really happy with his outing tonight.
2 1/3 scoreless from Steven Hammergren. He's quickly really revealing himself to be a big late inning arm for this team, isn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were joking after the game. We're thinking, I think he's already up to 3 saves of our first 5 wins. So he's just a bulldog, man. He Mike has described him perfectly when he brought him from Lower Columbia. He's just a pit bull on the mound. You know, has no cares in the world, just goes and attacks hitters, man. He's aggressive. Moment's not too big for him. He loves it, wants the ball. exactly what you want in a late inning bullet like that. So, yeah, we expect to see more from him this summer.
Let's talk about this weekend finally as the Apple Sox take on the Victoria Harbor Cats. Mitch, this is no doubt about it, a huge series. Early season test, their home opener tomorrow night, and the team who you guys fell to in the North Division Series last year. Just how important is this series coming up?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to place a big importance on it. You know, obviously we're still playing with a lot of 10-day guys. They're probably playing with some 10-day guys. You know, our rosters are, you know, if you look now compared to the way they're going to look in July, you know, they're going to be completely different. But anytime the Apple Sox are playing Victoria, man, you know tensions are high. You know it's going to be a competitive series, and Todd Haney does a good job with his ball club, man. He always has good dudes, so you know this is going to be a big early season test as we're both, you know, chasing, obviously, a first-half title.
Looking forward to that one. Mitch, thanks for the time here tonight. We'll talk to you this weekend.
Appreciate it, Joel.
That's the head coach of the Apple Sox, Mitch Darlington, after the Apple Sox earn a 6-3 victory against the Port Angeles Lefties. Have you got an extra bed in your house? Consider becoming a host parent for the Wenatchee Apple Sox. Premier Summer Collegiate Baseball returns to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium on May 31st, and Apple Sox players need homes to stay in during the summer. Local families in the Wenatchee Valley and surrounding communities have housed players for the last 23 seasons and formed lifelong bonds with our players. To learn more, please email info@applesox.com or call 665-6900. Chatting pregame with Apple Sox catcher, I guess we can call him an occasional outfielder as well, Joe Scheffler joining us. I'm Joel Norman, and this is the Apple Sox pregame show presented by Kennedy Real Estate Group. Joe, yesterday, four hits for you, the fourth Apple Sox catcher with a four-hit effort since 2010. What did that mean for you? You knew, just kind of square them all up all over yesterday.
Just coming in here as a 10-day, you know, you got talent, eight hitters in front of you, just straight talent, so it definitely makes my life a little easier. I just try to step in the box, see ball, hit ball.
No doubt about it, your defensive stats speak for themselves, but to do that with a stick as well, what does that say about as you try to, you know, push for that full contract?
Yeah, it just says a lot, you know. I just come out here and just play the game I love. And like I said, you got eight D1 guys, eight D2 or D1 guys in front of you, so I just got to get on base and I'll score, so.
You played a bit before with Port Angeles, but what's this like being in the West Coast League? You know, you just wrapped up your sophomore year at Pierce, heading off to Wingate. This has got to be a good experience playing with these guys, but also showing you belong with these players.
It's awesome, man. Just busting everywhere, going on these road trips with them. It's just, can't ask for a better experience. Like, you talk to big leaguers, minor leaguers, and they all say summer ball is the best time of their lives. So you just got to relish it in, you know.
In a lot of ways, it kind of prepares you for that professional level. First, the minor leagues, and hopefully the majors. What do you learn about the everyday grind of the West Coast League?
Just got to wake up and just get to work, you know. It's nice not having schoolwork, you know, so you got to get that lift in, and you get BP every day. So got to take advantage of your off days.
Heading into days like today, you're trying to take this series. What's the biggest thing you guys have to do in this game? You've seen this team a lot. You know what you have to do. What is that today?
We just got to keep runners off base. Last night, I take responsibility in that. I got to instill the confidence into my pitchers and call a better game because we had eight free passes yesterday. So that's 100% on me. So if we can limit those free passes down to three instead of eight, I think we win that ball game 5-1 yesterday.
Quincy Vassar was rolling early. It felt like he got to have a few jams. It got a little bit tougher late. What did you see with him all night? Because I thought the stuff was really good.
Quincy was solid all day. I would miss some pitches and you'd shake me off. So it was definitely his game yesterday. And he wanted it. He was on that mound when he got pulled off. And he was definitely not the happiest person getting off that mound. But that's someone we want at the helm throwing strikes. But yes, Quincy was very dirty yesterday and got the job done.
You've got plenty of experience, but obviously Quincy's been playing college ball a little bit. What's your mantra like with a guy like that? You're working with a veteran pitcher. Do you let you kind of go with what he's feeling a little bit more, or you tend to take authority?
Yeah, I talked to him for the game. It's his game. Every time a pitcher's on the mound, it's their game. So I just told him, call your game, but he didn't really shake me off that much yesterday. So it was kind of a blessing, you could say. So it made my job easier.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, we'll let you get back in the cages. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joel. Have a good one.
That's Joe Scheffler joining us, Apple Sox catcher. Also played a little bit of outfield on Monday. Real versatile player. We saw what he could do yesterday. The four hits for him in the Apple Sox tough 8-4 loss. Scheffler joined three other players, as you heard me mention at the outset, as the fourth Apple Sox catcher since 2010. That's as far back as we can go looking at game-by-game statistics to record a four-hit game. Joined Dylan McPhillips and Hunter Montgomery, who did it back in 2019. And last year, we had Carson Nolan do it for the Apple Sox in late July against Nanaimo. Wenatchee heading to Victoria for three games against the Harbor Cats. As mentioned, it's a playoff rematch from last season. Victoria stole the second half from the Sox and then won the North Division Series by sweeping Wenatchee. Wins at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium and then at Royal Athletic Park. We'll be on the air on Friday night at 6:35 p.m. on the Apple Sox Radio Network.